Berwick, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Berwick, you're a research scientist for 30 years. That's a bit of a departure. What made you get into art?
Yeah, it's a bit of a change, isn't it? No, I've actually been interested in art and science since I was a kid. So I've been drawing and painting most of my life. And I was actually exhibiting since about 2003. So while I was heading a cancer research team, I was painting and exhibiting my artworks. And I think in the end, I found the balance to be, you know, just a bit too much to handle. So I wanted to see what I could do if I was doing art full time.
Right. It's always great to follow your dreams, isn't it? Well, I mean, you go from a research scientist, which is pretty fantastic to begin with, and now you're involved with the Equilibrium exhibition, so you're doing pretty well for yourself, I think. What kind of sciencey topics do you experiment with in your art?
Well, it's funny, because when I was a full-time scientist, I mean, my art didn't have anything to do with science. And I think, you know, we try and maintain some sort of balance. And but I found that when I've been a full-time artist now for 3 years, and the science has definitely come straight back into play, and so it's influencing the sort of works that I do. I mean, much more. I relocated from Sydney to Port Macquarie, so I'm living next to a rainforest. So nature has a strong influence in what I in the artworks that I'm creating, and. I think because I had a background in genetics and molecular biology, I'm looking at, consequences of evolution and how we, hoping that, you know, we can evolve as a species to a form that's maybe a bit more in tune with nature and the environment. And like most people with a science background who can appreciate, you know, the actual facts that are coming through, I mean, you know, we're doing a lot of damage to the planet, and I think it's really important to raise awareness, and art is a fantastic way to do that visually.
Well, you do have this Equilibrium exhibition coming up. What kind of environmental topics will be covered in the exhibition?
The title is Equilibrium. So the curator, who is an American artist, Mary Patricia Warming, who's based in Berlin, said to me that the theme is really about reclaiming paradise. So it's a positive approach, looking at not just, of course, the impact on that we're having on the environment and the, you know, the waterways, the atmosphere, but also how we can go about halting that damage, and what we can do as a community, as a people, to try and improve the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, and so forth. So, I think it covers a range of issues, and there's, you know, it's not just there are artists involved, but also designers and architects and ecologists. So it's quite a good mix of contributors.
Well, what do you hope your audience will get out of this exhibition?
Oh, well, I'm hoping that they'll be, involved when they see the works. For instance, there's a Melbourne-based team, Skunk Control, who's from Victoria University. They're doing an amazing art science installation, and there are films and other. Sculptures and paintings. I'm hoping that people, when they see it, will connect. Will get the message about the importance of our connection with the environment, and you know that they'll ask questions, because a lot of the artists will be on site at least in the first couple of weeks. The exhibition goes for a couple of months.
Well, it would be very exciting to go. Like, I mean, it's in Italy, so it's a little bit of a walk away. But hey, I mean, I wouldn't mind a trip to Italy.
Oh, it could be a good excuse to get over there.
I know. Well, maybe I'll get sponsored by work. Who knows? Well, Berwick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, pleasure.